falls incomplete. And it's a turnover of downs for the Harbage offense, giving it back to Bath with 38 seconds left at the Fighting Bees' own 43-yard line. A good defensive stop for the Bath. And Harbor Beach just couldn't connect on four passing plays on that drive.
Yeah, I think Harbor Beach is going to look back at that one and wish they would have ran the ball once or twice. But the opposite side of things, a couple big-time drops there. That one hit Austin Seltz. It was a hair behind him, but hit him in the four on his jersey. He's got good hands. He normally comes down with that catch. And if he does, he scores a touchdown.
First and 10 for Bath, trying to tack on another touchdown before halftime. Bath center number 75, Mike Miller, 245 pounds, a 6-foot senior. Richardson in motion to the right. It's a pitch out to Richardson around the right end. He's in the line of scrimmage, still on his feet at midfield, and trots out of bounds. And close to the first down marker, he has the first down by a yard, 11-yard pickup for Richardson. The clock stops momentarily to move the chains, first and 10.
DJ Ridner there to force him out of bounds. Keep in mind, Bath does have a pretty decent extra point kicker, field goal kicker, maybe potential for even a three-pointer here before the half.
And still two timeouts to boot. 31 seconds left. The clock now starting to pick back up.
They went out of bounds.
My fault on that one. First
problem.
And 10 on the right hash. And it's a reverse to number 7, passing it down the field to Ryan Dress.
Picked
it's
off.
Intercepted by Eli Kraft at the 35. He's at the 45 to midfield. Down to the 40 to the 30. One man to beat. He beats him at the 20 and forced out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Number 51, Zach Greider, saved the touchdown for Bath, but not until Eli Kraft got all the way down to the past 13-yard line on the interception from the 35.
Some guys just will not be denied. Cam Ellsworth now has attempted three passes in this game. None of them are anywhere near his receivers. Eli Kraft jumps a route there. It was a very, very... easily read play there as they've run it already three times now. Kraft just sits the route, jumps it, and watching his defenders turn into offensive linemen is just a thing of beauty. Coach Schelke having these guys in prime form, and now Kraft looking to put the ball into the end zone like he wanted to a few seconds ago.
And Bath calls a timeout to discuss things. Initially, I thought the play was under review, but I realized we're in high school here. 16 seconds left before halftime. Harbor Beach, after a little lackluster last drive, gives the ball back to Bath. Bath coughs it up on the interception, and Eli Kraft takes it practically down the entire field, 52 yards the other way, and has Harbor Beach knocking at the 12-yard line, mind you, of Bath with 16 seconds left. With this high-power offense that Harbor Beach boasts, that's plenty of time to score.
Yeah, and they have how many timeouts do they have, Clark? Do we know that?
Bath has one. Harbor Beach has one timeout as well.
At least one. So I wouldn't even be surprised to see Harbor Beach come out with a run play here to see if, knowing how many passes they threw in the last drive, wouldn't be surprised on first down they come out with a draw play to Seltz. Outside of that, with that timeout, keep an eye on number 10, Schelke.
Austin Seltz is set up to the left of Eli Kraft. Now they have a man in motion, Colin Cook, to the right with three receivers to the right. And Kraft passes to the left to his lone receiver over there. Josh Schelke wide open for the touchdown. Josh Schelke brought it in with ease and tags on another touchdown before halftime. It's Harbor Beach 41, Bath 7. It took him a mere 2 seconds on that drive to score.
I said, just keep an eye on Schelke. He's got, they roll Cook, the slot receiver, in motion to the near side of the field, putting three receivers out there. By putting him in motion, Eli Kraft now knows with the defender following him, it's one-on-one coverage. He's got one-on-one at the top of the field with Josh Schelke. And Schelke takes one step to the inside, fades to the corner, and Kraft perfectly lobs it to him. No contest.
Nick Hessling in for the extra point. The kick is up, and it is perfect. Right through the middle and had about 30 yards to spare. It's Harbor Beach 42, Bath 7, with 11 seconds left in the first half on the WLAW Sports Network.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 65 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Harbor Beach strikes yet again, 42-7. Just when things were going Bath's way, Harbor Beach said, not so fast. They're Nick Hessling ready to kick it away.
There's just certain times where guys like Eli Kraft just will not be denied. They stop him on fourth down. They turn around. He takes the second pass back to his side of the field.
And now they go for the onside kick. It bounces at the 40-yard line. And no word yet which way we're going. Looks like Bath recovered it at their own 40-yard line. It was a 20-yard kick. And Bath maintains possession with 5 seconds left in the first half.
Looks like number 22, Richardson, comes up with it.
So Harbor Beach's defense on the field for one last play here. 5 seconds left in the first half. They lead 42-7. Of course, as you know, if it's a 35-point differential in the second half, it's a running clock situation. That's currently what we're at, 42-7. Harbor Beach coming out a little bit of a prevent defense. Line of scrimmage is at Bath's 40. Eli Kraft is at Harbor Beach's 40, as well as Josh Shelkey. Receivers wide each way, flankers wide each way. Now Richardson in motion to the right, and it's a handoff to Reindress, who's trying to get something going. He's down to the 47-yard line, a 7-yard gain, and that will conclude the first half with the score of Harbor Beach leading 42-7 over the visiting Bath Fighting Bees. An impressive first half from Harbor Beach leads into halftime on the WLW Sports Network.
The Polaris Holiday Sales Event is on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond now through December 31st. Find rebates up to $1,000 on select 2013 Polaris ATVs and Ranger side-by-sides. Ball Equipment is giving an extra special push on 2013 Sportsman 400 and 500 models with a $400 Polaris rebate. Tis the season for Polaris giving at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. So hurry on over to Ball Equipment for great quality Polaris products at affordable prices. Financing as low as 2.99% for 36 months and 5.99% for 60 months. It's the Polaris Holiday Sales Event going on now. Save on Polaris ATVs, snowmobiles, and Polaris accessories. Plus, you'll also find other great savings at prices you can afford. But don't wait or you'll miss out. Call or stop in and see what Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond can do for you. Offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rebates based on credit worthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump isn't one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. Receive up to a $2,000 instant rebate with a water furnace geothermal system. Contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports in the pursuit of academic excellence.
Your number one Harbor Beach Pirate fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.